Eternal rest grant unto them, O Lord. May they rest in peace. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Ghost. Amen. Children, after having the great feast of All Saints yesterday, we now today commemorate all the faithful departed. We remember all of our friends, our benefactors, our dead family members, and every single person who died in this state of grace and expects to entry into heaven, but who need to be purged from their imperfections and venial sins before they can be admitted to the glory of heaven. And that's why today in our churches, there are many, many masses, because this day, the commemoration of all faithful departed, is a privileged day when priests can say three masses, or for the faithful departed. And our holy sacrifice of the Mass, it's truly our dearest treasure on earth, because through holy sacrifice of the Mass, we get so many graces and blessings, not only for ourselves and our living friends and family members, but also to our dear dead. And the Church has officially declared that holy sacrifice of the Mass is so acceptable to God that it gives us grace and pardon from our sins, not only in this life, but also in the next life, for the poor souls in purgatory. And even though God is all graceful and forgiving, He is also very just God. Nothing unclean can ever go and face Him in heaven, but every evil thing which man has done, he has to be sorry from it, and he has to make restitution from it. That's why we today pray for the faithful departed who are still making restitution for their sins, that they might get into heaven very soon. And we, by our prayers and our offerings and our sacrifices, hope to fasten their admittance into heaven. And every single Mass brings them closer and closer to heaven. And when Mass is said for some particular person or persons, that is always a huge act of grace from act of kindness from the living, to have Masses said for our dear departed family members and friends. And just one story which shows you the power and grace which Mass has both for the living and the dead happened many centuries ago in Poland. There was a great Polish prince who had devoted himself to study philosophy and materialism, and he got into so far away in his pride that he denied the immortality of the soul. So he wrote a very long book against the immortality of the soul, saying that all we see, the world we see, is all we get, and there is no heaven and no hell. And this evil prince was on the verge of sending his book into print while he happened to be walking in the park, and he met a woman who was crying very much, threw herself at his feet, and started to beg him, "My good prince, my husband has just died. At this moment his soul is perhaps suffering in purgatory. I am in such poverty that I have not even a small sum required to have a Mass celebrated for the dead. In your kindness, please, sir, come to my assistance in behalf of my poor husband." And although this prince was very convinced that there is no heaven hell or purgatory. He didn't have a heart to send this crying woman away, but in kind of a act of embarrassment gave one gold coin into her hand. This woman was very happy, and she hastened to the church and had priests said masses for the repose of her dead husband's soul. Some days later, towards the evening, this prince was making a final corrections to his manuscript when he was raising his eyes and he saw close to him a man dressed in the costume of the peasant of the country. And this man talked to him, saying, "Prince, I come to thank you. I am the husband of that poor woman who besought you the other day to give her an alm that she might have holy sacrifice of the Mass offered for the repose of my soul. Your charity was pleasing to God, and it was God who permitted me to come and thank you." These words said, this Polish peasant disappeared like a shadow, and the emotion of the prince was indescribable. And in the consequence of seeing this vision, he threw his evil written work to the flames. And from now on, he was convinced that there truly is God and heaven and hell and purgatory. And for the rest of his life, he served God very faithfully and said many, many prayers for the poor souls and had many, many masses said for them. So children, when you have devotion to holy souls in purgatory, you show kindness to them. You want them to go to heaven very quickly. And when, because and thanks to your efforts, they do reach heaven, they can do so much good for you. Yesterday we heard that when you have friends in heaven, the All Saints there, you have many powerful friends, and your acts of kindness and charity can produce you many more friends in heaven, and which will help you to reach there yourself. So have a good devotion to the holy souls. Say today many, many prayers for them, and if you show kindness and charity to the poor souls, it is God, your Heavenly Father, who will show much, much kindness to you in return. God bless you. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Ghost. Amen.